You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Tonight would have been the Thurman Munson dinner in New York City. Always well attended. It's a great dinner. Diana Munson has kept her husband's legacy alive. This is the 41st annual Thurman Munson Award dinner, but it's being done virtually this year. Now, if you want to watch it, starting at about 6 o'clock, you go to the ahrcfoundation.org, and they're going to stream it live. So some of the winners of awards today, Gio Urshela of the Yankees, Michael Conforto of the Mets, Pudge Rodriguez, Harry Carson, Alyssa Nair, just some that are going to be honored with a Thurman Munson Award. And our next guest is also being honored and coming off just an unbelievable 60-game season where he led the major leagues in home runs, Luke Voit, and he's nice enough to join us now. Luke, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing today?
What up, boys? How we doing?
Doing great.
Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you. Luke, have you given yourself time to sit back and be proud of what you did last year? I mean, does an athlete think like that? Because, I mean, to hit 22 home runs in 60 games and lead the majors, it's just phenomenal, and a lot of people don't realize it, but you weren't exactly healthy toward the end of it with the foot issue that you had. So have you been able to admire the work that you've done?
You know, when you get, you know, back home and, you know, after I got everything done to my foot at the end of the season, it's nice to sit down for a couple of days, but, you know, I got right back in there, man, and it was a fun year, and, you know, obviously I wanted to keep it going, you know, beat the Rays and move on to the next round. But, you know, there's just a bitter, you know, sweet taste in our mouth. And, you know, this is my third year with the team and third year time losing in the playoffs. And it's just been frustrating, man. And So, you know, that's kind of the saltier taste, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I just keep improving every year, and that's the goal every year for me. And, you know, take the positives, but, you know, a lot to grow on with it too.
Now, if you want to have fun with the math, extrapolate your season out to 162 games, you hit over 60 home runs and 150 RBIs. Now, that might be a bit much, but do you think about what this season would have been had it been a full year?
For sure. But, you know, it didn't happen. So, I mean, I did the best I could to stay in shape, you know, be prepared and, you know, hope that there was going to be a season and then there being one. And, you know, I was ready to go. And, you know, that's all I can really do. And, you know, you're hoping the other guys are doing the same thing at their houses. And I know a lot of guys are limited in, you know, the things they could do, you know, depending on where they were at. So I knew what my job was. I think that's why I benefited from having a really good season.
How pumped up were you, Luke, when it was finally announced that the Yankees were keeping DJ and signed him to a six-year deal?
He actually called me right before he was about to sign, and I was so happy for him. We talked for like 15, 20 minutes on the phone about, you know, how I wanted to be a Yankee so bad and, you know, finish out, you know, possibly his career here. And, you know, he wants to win, man. The guy's got probably one of the best routines in baseball. You know, he never shows emotion. He wants to win. And I think that's what the Pinstripes and, you know, Yankee Nation want in a player. And, you know, we're getting the perfect player, man. I mean, there's a reason we call him the machine.
On the flip side of that coin, Masahiro Tanaka is no longer with the Yankees. What did he mean to the organization and that locker room, and how do you feel about seeing him go back to Japan?
It's really sad. The guy was a great guy, always fun to be around. He could always count on him being out there on the fifth day, and, you know, that dude would go out there. You know, it didn't matter if you get up a couple runs or no runs. You know, he was a silent assassin out there, and he gave us everything he had, but, you know, I heard that he had 99 wins in Japan, and all I needed was one more to get 100. And I know, he made really good money over here, and he had a great career. You know, could go down, you know, as a, you know, one of the best Yankee pitchers. And you know, you hope for the best for him, and he'll get to go home to his family and stuff. You know, it's crazy times right now with this pandemic, and, you know, I wish the best. You know, if this wouldn't have been this year, I think he would have got another chance. And obviously there's problems with his injuries and, you know, his elbow and stuff like that. But, you know, I would love to have that guy on the mound in a playoff game any day, you know, any time of the year.
You know, I heard the frustration in your voice when you talked about coming up short again, Luke. And we talk a lot about it on this show about why has that been the case here during the offseason? Have you been able to put a finger on exactly what went wrong?
We didn't hit with runners on in the playoffs, man. We didn't give up a big hit. You know, I think when we had to make a big out too, we didn't get the big outs. It wasn't a timely hitting, man. It's frustrating because we had plenty of opportunities, you know, me included. You know, I think the only person, you know, that really did a great job was G, and the rest of us kind of, you know, struggled to find ways to get on. And when we did, you know, the guys behind us weren't picking each other up. So it was frustrating. But, you know, it's good to get everyone healthy again. You know, I think injuries caused a lot of problems with our, you know, with our pitching and our hitting too. I think we could have been in a better situation going into the playoffs if we would have been more healthier, but, you know, that's an excuse, and obviously injuries are going to be a part of the game. But timely hitting, man, that's what gets you championships.
Talking with Luke Voit, the major leagues home run leader in 2020 as we get ready for 2021 season. When I watch you, Luke, I it's just an incredible story because with the Cardinals, you really never got the chance. And then the Yankees make the trade, and you get the chance, and you've done everything with the chance. And I just wonder, and I wonder if you can help us with this, how many Luke Voits are there that never, ever get the chance and never get a chance to show how great they could be?
Yeah, I mean, even last year is even worse because there's a lot of guys that were probably on Double-A, maybe Triple-A on the cusp of possibly getting a chance, and you know, they might not ever have a job again. And it's really sad because if this would have happened to me 5 years ago, you know, you probably would have never heard of me or knew who I was because, you know, I was one of those guys that was, you know, on the cusp of getting a big league invite and a chance to kind of show what I got, you know, and maybe make the team or whatever. And I feel bad because there's so many guys. You know, I saw a stat that I was the first home run or I was like the latest draft pick to win the home run, you know, king. And, it's sad, man, because obviously, don't get me wrong, there's a reason guys go in the first round and stuff, and but there's also reasons that guys get a chance to get drafted, and, you know, teams never know what a guy's, you know, work ethic's like, what his personality's like, and, you know, how bad, you know, his guys want to make it to the big league and have success and, you know, prove people wrong.
Were there ever players, Luke, were there ever players you played alongside of who you were just like, oh, this guy's awesome. I wish I could play as well as this guy. And then you just saw it never happen for them. They never got the big opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you see these guys just get tagged with, you know, prospects. You know, they're this second round kid, you know, 18 years old, and you know they get to low A, high A, and they have all the 5-tool player, have all the talent in the world. And they've never failed, and when they fail, they kind of lose it mentally. And this game is 95% mental, you know, 95% mental, and, you know, you just can't get there on tools. And I think you see that a lot. And I think you have to learn and mature and, you know, want to learn and get better, not just mentally, but physically. And, you know, you just don't see guys progress when, you know, they run a 6-2-60 and they can have, you know, lightning pop, you know, and they can, you know, glide and have the best arm in baseball and they just fall off the face of the earth.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
DJ LeMahieu, you mentioned, just loved it here and wanted to be here through the end of his career. You have spoke glowingly about what it is to be a Yankee. You were both on different teams and different organizations. Luke, can you articulate what's different about being a Yankee? Why is it that some players just love it so much and don't want to be anywhere else?
I think it's just the way they take care of us, the leadership in the locker room, and obviously the fans are the biggest part. There's nothing like it, you know, especially when we get to playoff time, and you know they love you, man, and especially if you have some success, you know they want to. You keep making more and more fans, and you know it's obviously not just New York; it's all over the country and the world that people are watching every day. You know, rooting for you and wanting to win, and you know it's been too long since we've you know, obviously held up the trophy, and we need to get back to where we used to be and, you know, get number 28 back to New York. But there's nothing like it, man. I wish a lot of guys got to experience it. And, you know, I had no idea coming over here from St. Louis what it was going to be like. You know, it's kind of intimidating with all those guys in the locker room. But they took me in like family, and, you know, I love it here.
What's the Munson Award mean to you, Luke?
Say it again?
What's the Munson Award mean to you?
You know, it's even more, you know, better this year because, you know, it's AHRC and, you know, they help with disabilities and, you know, helping those kids get to better places. And, you know, my little sister's disabled too. So, it means a lot that they're out there helping a lot of, you know, people in all five boroughs, you know, with, you know, getting better with, you know, treatment needs and, you know, living in different residencies and workshops and schools. So it means a lot from the heart, you know, cause I've, you know, have gone through some stuff with my sister too. So, it's an awesome award, and, you know, obviously it's a huge honor with you know, guys like CC, Roger, you know, Didi, and Hargeri, and, you know, obviously there's a bunch of Mets that have won it too. So it's a great honor to be a part of those guys and in good company.
Well, I'll tell you what, Luke, I don't know the next time I'll actually see you, but I'll be in the booth looking forward to announcing the games. Glad that your foot's okay, and congratulations on a great 2020 and hopefully better success even in 2021. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd probably be nice to get you out of Yankee Stadium and actually get to go somewhere this year, huh?
But you know what? I wouldn't even have minded to be in Buffalo last year. I just wouldn't have minded. I really wouldn't have. It would have been nice.
And Luke, I got to ask you before you go, too. I saw you tweeted the other day, raise the flag, let's go Bucks. You a big Bucks fan? What's your plan for the weekend?
Oh, I'm all in the Bucks. I moved down to Tampa this offseason, and, you know, it's been a huge roar down here. There's a huge, huge Bucks you know, fan going on, and, you know, I got some Bucks gear now, and because I lost the Rams, man. I'm from St. Louis, so I needed a team, and
wow,
I'm all on. So it's hard to bet against Brady, and I'll never bet against them, but it'll be fun, man. Mahomes is the beast, and I hope it's just a high-scoring shootout, you know, two-point game.
Now, you got some connections, Luke. I mean, are you going to be able to get into that game? There's, I guess 20,000 people will be allowed, right?
Yeah, if I want to spend like $45,000, I can get into the game. But I ain't got
yeah, that. You don't need that. You got a nice TV.
Exactly. I can spend that money. I can spend a couple $100 on some nice steaks and watch it on my TV. So,
good stuff. Congratulations on the award tonight, and I'll wave to you from the press box. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, let's just hope we start on time. All right, guys.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be
great. Take care.
Oh, so he's pumped up. It's amazing. Like the guys like DJ LeMahieu, who played in Colorado. This is where they want to be. And then, did you hear what the Rockies owner said? Yeah, we made a mistake with DJ. We'd like to be able to get that one back. Yeah, he made a mistake with a lot of guys.
Oops.
Sometimes you wonder, why do people even have charters in the big leagues? There are some organizations that shouldn't have a team.
Well, that's something that's going to have to get addressed when you see some of these markets just not being able to hold on to players and just making bad decisions.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. 1-800-919-3776. Exciting thing. We have Keyshawn on in 5 o'clock hour. See what kind of, you know, what Keyshawn we get.
You never know with Keyshawn.
Is it going to be long pause Keyshawn or out of the gate Keyshawn?
Or dishes Keyshawn.
I like dog walk Keyshawn.
Is that your favorite Keyshawn? Right?
Yeah. He's going to ask you when you go down the spring training, Don. Yeah. The Michael K. Show on 98.7.
What do I say? What's the date?
Say right around Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. It's K. It's LaGreca. It's Rosenberg. And it's you. And you're watching us on Yes and listening on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.